The on-ice struggles for the Arizona Coyotes continue as the team has the worst record in the National Hockey League, and the organization's future home also remains in flux. But that part of the equation has been settled, at least for next season. The city of Glendale and the Coyotes have agreed the team will play at least one more year at Gila River Arena. And with me to talk about the details is Mike Sunix of the Phoenix Business Journal. So, Mike, why are the Coyotes remaining in Glendale for the time being?
Well, the Coyotes don't really have any other place to go. There's no new arena deal here in the Phoenix market, you know, for them to turn to. The downtown Phoenix with the Suns doesn't seem to be happening. The Suns seem more interested in renovating their own arena or building, having one on their own. They had a deal, Coyotes had a deal with ASU, they thought, in Tempe. That didn't happen. ASU really didn't want a part of that, and that needed some help from the legislature in terms of financing. And so there's nothing locally, you know, for them to turn to right now. So Glendale's the option here. You know, relocation-wise, which has come up a number of times about them going to Quebec or Seattle or Kansas City or Portland, you know, the NHL put a lot of effort and a lot of money into keeping them in Arizona in the Phoenix market. And so I don't know if the NHL's really interested in that, unless a big fish comes along with an arena, say in Seattle, that could really offer a better deal. But Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, put a lot of capital into keeping a team, you know, in the Phoenix market, which is a big ad market for the NHL to sell to sponsors and advertisers.
What does Glendale get out of this? Now, I know they need to have bookings at that arena without question, but is Glendale in a position to try to do something else, or without the Coyotes, would they be in real trouble again right now?
You know, that development out there, Westgate, next to the arena, you know, has really changed over the past couple of years, and it's going to change even more. You've had the Outlet Mall come in there, Dave and Buster's come in there, IKEA and Top Golf are both locating new locations. Those are two very desirable retail tenants right out there by Westgate. And so a few years ago, there was really a lot of worries about, you know, the Coyotes are going to leave. It's going to be an empty arena. What do you do with this development next to it? All the places, the bars and restaurants are dependent on the Coyotes and Cardinals for business. I think things have changed a little bit out there to where Westgate, the area itself, is a little more sustainable beyond the arena. Obviously having, you know, 40 hockey games and the concerts helps, and losing the Coyotes would impact some of the restaurants and bars out there. But there's enough activity out there right now drawing people in, and they've drawn some office jobs out there. There's some call center type jobs at Westgate. So they're in a little better position. And I just think the Glendale mentality towards the arena and the Coyotes has changed. When it was first built, you had Elaine Scruggs, all those folks who had built the arena. They were invested in that arena. They didn't want to see the Coyotes leave in the end. And then you had Jerry Wires and then another group come in, and they saw these arena deals that the city had done with the hockey team, and they said, well, that's a little excessive in terms of how much we're paying them to manage the arena to be located there. But I think now they're a little more in the middle. They say they'd like to see the Coyotes stay. I don't know if that's going to happen long term, but I think at least they can probably do these one-year deals with the team until something else comes along for the Coyotes arena-wise that kind of benefits both sides.
The perception could be that a lame duck status is not good for either side, but maybe they can make it work, huh?
Yeah, as long as the Coyotes don't have a better deal out there, a new arena in the works, that's going to take a while anyways. I mean, even if they had cut a deal with Tempe or are going to build something down here with the Suns, it's going to take a few years at least to build that thing and to get them down to a new location. So, you know, the one-year thing kind of works for a little while and stuff. So, and then the Coyotes have new ownership. Andrew Barraway bought out the rest of the owners, got a new team president, you know, new coach. And so I think all those folks over there are still getting their feet wet and running the show. And so they've kind of maybe recreated the wheel a little bit in terms of, hey, where are we going to be located? What are we doing with the arena? Who are we going to work with? And so they got a new regime over there. And that probably helps keep them in Glendale a little bit longer.
All right. Mike Sunix of the Phoenix Business Journal. Mike, always good to talk with you, and happy holidays.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, Steve. Always appreciate it.